This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming out again with God's Word, God's message, and the Old Trailblazer broadcast. It's good to be with you folks, have you with us here on the broadcast, and it's always good to hear from you. I'd like to hear from some of you and let me know that you're listening. Tell me where you're listening from. And also, I'll give you this information. All of our services here at First Baptist Church of Algiers are broadcast. If you go there to our website, radiomission.org, you get information there how you can pull up our radio broadcast on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And then the Old Trailblazer. You got a schedule there of the Old Trailblazer broadcast all across this country. And I wish you'd do that. If you need help, let me know. I'll send that to you and tell you how to get lined up to hear the Old Trailblazer every day. And then if you have folks in, you look on there and you see some of the other cities that we have broadcast in, you may have folks that you'd like to hear. So log on to radiomissions.org. We bring you these studies on the baptism with the demon spirit. I know that many folk get offended because we maybe dispel some of the notions that folks have. But let me say this. All of those things that we're speaking about, they're real to those individuals. And I'm not being critical. I'm just, my heart goes out to individuals who are deceived. And I'll just be just as compassionate and kind as I can be. For the greatest thing in this world is to be saved. The worst thing that can ever happen to an individual is to be deceived, to be blinded by the God of this world. And we need this one great truth to be sunk down into our hearts, that Satan is a living, real individual. He's a prince in the power of the air. He's the God of this world. He walks about seeking those whom he may devour or intimidate. And all of those things, my friend, this is not a fairy tale that we're bringing you. This is God's word. But let me ask you something. Do you ever hear anyone else speaking about these things? I don't. I hear some of the what they call mega churches and the big pastors, so-called. I don't hear them speaking about those things. No. But my friend, listen. Satan's kingdom encompasses the whole world. The whole world, not just a little nook and cranny where you and I live. But listen. These things are real. That individual that receives a baptism with a demon spirit that we've been speaking about, it's real to that individual. Whatever type of experience they may have, it's real. It actually happens. And you can't convince them. No use to do that. The only thing you can do is to ask the Lord. You ask the Lord to open the hearts. And as a rule, individuals caught up in this thing, it's all made possible because the church and the ministry today have long since departed from the body of divine revealed truth and have taken up with believingism, easy believingism, decisionism, and they have nothing real, and there's a stirring in their heart, and they're seeking for something that they don't know what it is. As a rule, this type of demon possession leads to a more holier-than-thou attitude, a very peculiar facial expression. That is, it's because they have something the average church member does not have. Oh, listen, it's a demon possession that very few ever come out of. Now, I've known folks all of my life who were there, and they're still there. It's all but fatal once you get caught up into this thing. And I warn every listener today, in the kindest words that I know how, don't seek the Holy Spirit, my friend. I don't do that. Don't receive the Holy Spirit by seeking Him. You receive the Holy Spirit by receiving Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. You who are awakened to your lost condition, turn to Christ now. Turn to Christ. Turn to Him. Don't seek those things. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a hunger after Christ and that you may know Him. And you see, when the Holy Spirit begins, now I'm going to give you some things here. I wish you'd listen. When the Holy Spirit begins to open your heart and your mind and your understanding, He begins to show you, puts a hunger in your heart, not after the Holy Spirit, but after Christ. When the Lord awakens a sinner, and that's one of the things that folks call me, write me and ask me, said, Pastor, what do you mean by an awakened sinner? Let me just simply put it like this. Every individual in this world, born into this world, is a sinner by nature, a sinner by choice, a sinner by God's decree. God calls him. There's none righteous, no, not one. You're not a special person. You didn't come into this world with no sin, without sin. No, the Bible says there are none righteous, no, not one. We need to get that into our pipes and smoke it, don't we? That's right. But listen, when the Lord begins to show you that you're not saved, he puts a hunger in your heart. Not for the Holy Spirit, not for speaking in tongue, not for those things, but for Christ. And you come to the place that you give up everything for Christ. Now, my friend, the greatest thing that ever happens in this life, if it ever does, is to come to know the Lord, to be saved, to be redeemed, to be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't hear much of that, do you? No, we've gotten away. We've gone into this easy believingism, all of this stuff, decisionism, easy believingism, just trust Jesus. Listen, my friend, and you'll come to the place you'll give up everything is to get to know the Lord, to come to know the Lord. Did you know the sinner dies in coming to Christ? Dies to the world. Dies to the flesh. Do you see that resemblance here, my friend? Listen, you'll come to the place where you'll want Christ above everything else. Many of you people who have received the baptism with the demon spirit once came to that place where you hungered and thirsted after that spirit, almost like a sinner hungers and thirsts after Christ. And because I've used these statements, you think you're saved. Listen, because I've used those statements, you think you're saved. The individual coming to Christ will give up everything in his heart for Christ. The individual coming to a demon spirit will give up everything in his life to possess that demon spirit. Get this difference. A sinner coming to Christ sees his old depraved, corrupt, vile nature as wretched and lost, and the individual coming to a demon spirit never sees himself lost. He thinks all the time that he's saved. That's right. Did you get that? The difference is that an individual awakened to his lost condition will see that old corrupt, depraved human nature, sees his unworthiness, seeing that he's a nothing but filthy rags in the sight of God, and has no grounds whereby to be saved. No, but one who's been taken over by a demon spirit, they believe they already saved. Oh, but listen now. Get this difference. A sinner coming to Christ sees his old depraved, corrupt, vile nature as a wretched, lost sinner. Oh, woe is me. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? An individual coming to a demon spirit never sees himself lost. He thinks he's saved. A sinner is never told or shown that he's lost by Satan. No, my friend. He thinks he's saved. And Satan never reveals to him his lost condition. An individual coming to a demon spirit under the guise of the baptism with the Holy Spirit will give up his outward sins, apologize, straighten up a lot of things in his life, but that's as far as it goes. But the individual coming to Christ comes as a lost, doomed, damned, hell-deserving, ill-deserving sinner, sees himself unworthy, unfit to be saved. The individual coming to a demon spirit under the guise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is seeking for an experience. But the individual coming as a poor sinner is seeking Christ. How many have I known? How many have I spoken with who put all of the emphasis of their hearts on that they were saw a light? They heard a voice. They felt light as a feather and floated on the air and saw a light over in the corner of the room. All of those things are just manifestation. But listen, that individual who is lost sees himself lost. He wants Christ and Christ alone. He comes pleading nothing but the blood. Oh, we have that song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. The demon spirit, those things have nothing to do with salvation, my friend. God's child thanks the Lord for redemption in Christ, not for power. Not for power, no. God's child sees he has no power, does not crave power, does not want power. All he wants is to know and to realize and to be assured that his sins are all under the blood. Let me just take a breath here and ask you, my listener friend. We have listeners all over America. Are you saved? Are you a child of God? You may not be able to say what's on your heart, but can you look up into the starry heavens at night and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me? I know I don't deserve to be saved. That's what the old trailblazer does. I don't deserve to be saved. I deserve the least of the least, my friend. But you take the average individual under the power of those demon spirits and under demon-led ministries where they crave power and they crave authority and they crave all of those things, my friend, with that self-righteous attitude. I know folks that's got that self-righteous, so self-righteous that they squeak when they walk. Oh, I'm telling you, my friend, it's nothing is easier to spot than a self-righteous individual, one who thinks he's holier than thou, holier than thou. Oh, he might have hair down to his ankles, might have all of those things, might look like he's been washed in a tub of white paint, no makeup, no nothing. But my friend, a self-righteous attitude that God despises. Did you know God despises a self-righteous individual? It's pitiful, my friend. I know folks like that. They think they're so close to God, and yet they look down on a poor old soul like the old trailblazer. Thinks he's going off of his rocker. Oh, my friend, maybe I am. But I tell you one thing, Christ died to save sinners. He didn't die to give you power. He didn't die to give you holy speaking in tongue. He didn't do those things, no. But listen, when God reveals Christ to the heart of a poor lost sinner, that's life. It's not an experience. It's a crisis. It's a resurrection from death unto life. The scripture says, and you hath he quickened who were dead. And you were who he quickened, my friend. Listen. It's the Holy Spirit raising a sinner from death to life. Christ is our life. There's no vision. There's no great experience. There's no great feeling. Get that, would you, my friend? Would you get that? There's no feeling. There's no tingling running up and down your backbone. No. Oh, my friend, listen. The sinner stands amazed that Christ has become his substitute, one who died for his sin. It's Christ and him alone. There's that quietness and peace. Because Christ, the Son of God, has been revealed to his heart through the Word by the Holy Spirit. And he has come now to know the Lord as his Lord and Savior. And the born-again believer is always calling him Lord. Never Jesus, my friend. Never sweet Jesus. Never thank you, Jesus. No, it's thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dying for a poor old sinner like the old trailblazer. I hope the Lord would take something home to our folks' heart. Many are deceived, my friend, into believing all of those things. And I know that it's a feeling there. I know that. And it's real. I know that. But, my friend, it's not salvation. Salvation is knowing Christ, realizing that Christ died for you. Did Christ die for you, my friend? Or are you hung up on speaking in tongues? Are you hung up on a power, all that? Power. I have power to heal the sick and power to all. No, my friend, you don't. That's demon spirit. But listen, this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Would you pray for me? Would you just pray for the Old Trailblazer? I need your prayers. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.